It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you with us again for another Saturday of KSL Outdoors Radio. And it does look like we've put a few of these storms behind us, and we're actually going to get some sunshine for a couple of days here. But man, we got some much needed precipitation. More on that coming up here in a minute. We've got lots to do over the next 2 hours, which is usually the case. So I want to jump right in here. Happy to have my buddy Russ Smith back from Sky Call in studio this week.
2 weeks in a row now?
That's three. A record. That's a record
two or
for
three.
You. That's a record for you.
Okay. I'll just take that.
We are recording this program on Wednesday for your enjoyment here on a Saturday morning. And the guy you hear breathing in the background, it's usually Navidauskas.
He just exhaled.
He did. In preparation for us to say hello in Kaysville. How are you?
I'm well. I'm a stalwart, you know. I'm like Coach said, you'd never miss practice in 3 years. I go, no, sir.
Well, you're going to be glad you're here today. We're going to talk quite a bit of fishing. Actually, I'm going to share some information with you on the money from the Cutthroat Slam and some of the good work it's been doing in our first segment today. But we're also looking forward to having Mike Slater, who is the Central Region Sport Fish Project leader with the DWR. to talk about fishing rivers. You know, I didn't really think about this angle, Navi, but on your fish bites for several of the past weeks, you've been focused on some of your favorite rivers to fish, even this time of year. And I think the point that Mike wants to make with us, and we'll find out when he joins us at the top of the next hour, is with all of the uncertainty and weird weather, the uncertainty of the safeness of the ice, it makes sense to be thinking rivers instead of out somewhere.
Absolutely. I've actually been talking about rivers we want to float, but when I think of winter fishing, it's mostly river fishing. And yeah, you're right. I wouldn't walk out on any ice right now.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We haven't had any more stories of people getting themselves in trouble, but we have had more reports this week of the ice actually getting good again in many areas like Strawberry because the temperatures have been what they are. Lots of snow, too. You've been up there enjoying some of the new powder.
Yeah, I'm up to 31 days.
Nice.
I've been hitting it pretty hard. I'm skiing at a new level. I've lost some weight, and I'm pretty in shape.
Yeah, and the resorts are cooperating. Mother Nature's cooperating. As we speak here on Thursday morning, did I say Wednesday earlier? I think I said Wednesday. We're recording on Thursday. Don't ask me what day of the week it is. Anyway, Alta got 16, Snowbird 18 overnight, and there's more coming. So by the time folks hear this on Saturday, we could have another 3 feet of snow at our resorts just from this past week. And we were also passing along on Utah's morning news that a month ago, we were below average on snowpack in almost all of our mountain ranges. And today, Thursday morning on Utah's morning news, we were able to report that we are above average on all of those same mountains from Logan all the way down to St. George.
And it's not even March yet.
And it's not even March yet, yeah, which is good. Traditionally the snowiest times of the year. Skiing's been great, though, Navi, hasn't it?
Yeah, like we said, we were in the high 60s on a state average a week ago, and now we're in the 100s to 115% across the board. It's been really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, and even
good to be a skier.
Even Kevin Eubank has been saying that the turnaround is really unbelievable, even from a meteorological standpoint. Speaking of skiing, here's the other reason you're going to be glad you're with us today. Deidre Walsh, who is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Park City Resort, where we spend quite a bit of time playing, is going to join us. She'll be with us at 7:35 in our snow day segment because their 60th anniversary is happening right now. I was not even aware, to be honest with you.
No, I remember when they first opened. Absolutely. I was here skiing in those days.
Well, we'll have some memories to share, but the celebrations are going to be big as you listen to this interview and this program today. Going to be big on Saturday. They've got lots of food, obviously, but they've got live bands that are going to be both on the canyon side and the Park City side. So we'll let Deidre tell you more about that coming up. Also, Roger Eggett will join me from Bear River Lodge. He, of course, sponsors this program with both Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports week in and week out. But they've got a contest that they have given two or three packages, Valentine's Day packages, to give away for you and your sweetheart that you can get registered for that include a night stay in one of their little studio cabins that are on the other side of the swimming pool, for those of you that have been up there. So you don't have to walk too far to get to the hot tub, which is great. But they also give you a one-day rental on a snowmobile or a side-by-side if you want to get out.
Very nice, yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk more about that. But in the meantime, just know you can go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on the contest page, and you'll find out more information on that. Also, looking forward to talking drones. Neither of you have drones, do you? Russ, do you have a drone?
I do not have a drone yet.
I'm surprised with all the gadgets you usually buy that you haven't gone that way.
The brain issues I have, I would lose drones all the time. I'd need to buy like a dozen drones to start with.
So. Yeah, and they can be pricey, like $1,000.
Yeah, they are pricey.
$1,000. But, man, you can do amazing things with them. And speaking of losing drones, the reason I brought this up and the reason I want to talk about it, I called it Drones 101, which we will do in the next half hour with Mark Wade. He has lost.
They all lose them.
Three or four drones.
They're very expensive.
He has learned to insure them, but the latest drone, and some of them he has recovered, by the way. He knew where they disappeared, and so he went back looking. He's recovered some, but his latest drone loss was on his trip that he shared with us over in Hawaii, where he was taking a lot of drone footage. And he shared this on his social media page, Navi. I don't know if you saw it, but he decided to set the drone off the shoreline a little ways, and there were these giant waves that were coming in and splashing on the walls, the lava walls that were right there. And he was walking along. And he wanted to get this great shot of these waves as they crashed that would be high above him and just obliterate his image altogether. Well, what he didn't count on was the energy of those waves when they hit the wall, come back, and as the next wave comes in, there's quite a clash. And it got up high enough that it grabbed the drone.
Yeah.
And so you see the drone being pulled down into the ocean.
The other thing I've seen similar to that is one of the YouTube channels I watch a lot, an eagle took the drone down.
Oh boy.
They did find it though.
Yeah. And they recovered did they recover footage from it or no?
Man.
Because the footage gets stored in some cases to the to a hard drive so you can get some of it back. Anyway, we look forward to that conversation as well, and then we'll do a little road trip and with Mark coming up. Also, the Western Hunt and Conservation Expo is coming up, and annually I get together with John Bear, who is the auctioneer for the event every year, so we'll look forward to giving you a little insight as to what's coming. And then, Navi, just a little bit about the Cutthroat Slam. I told you we were going to talk about some of the good that the money from the Cutthroat Slam does in the state. And I think it's a $20 registration fee to get involved with the Cutthroat Slam every year, where you make a commitment to go around the state and fish for different species. And we've learned in the past that it encourages people, and you can probably attest to this, Navi, that if you've got a list of subspecies you want to get from native cutthroat trout, you're likely to go fish some rivers or streams or other places you haven't been before, which is one of the side benefits.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to go to those places, I've already fished them all, of course. But, yeah, it's a good thing, and kids really love it. And you get a little medallion when you complete the project.
Here's the great thing. Of that $20 registration fee, 19 of it goes to conservation projects, all but $1 of it. And so they listed a couple of them that they are going to be coordinating with the Utah Trout Unlimited to take care of, as both Utah Trout Unlimited and the Division of Wildlife Resources team up to do these restoration projects like Fish Creek. The project there will continue restoring vegetation along the river, which was burned by the Twitchell Canyon fire, you might remember, back in 2010. They're doing some supplemental stocking and sampling of Bonneville cutthroat trout in the Red Creek, or Red Cedar Creek, Bonneville cutthroat trout have already been stocked in that native range, and so they're going to restock cutthroat trout in the area for the next 3 to 5 years using this money. And the Bear River Cutthroat Trout Mural is part of an ongoing project with Utah Wildlife Walls. A Bonneville Cutthroat Trout Mural was painted in Sugar House, and also Colorado River Cutthroat Trout Mural was painted in Vernal. That was all paid for with the money from the Cutthroat Slam, which I just thought was kind of worth mentioning, because sometimes that goes unnoticed by many people when it really shouldn't be. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I have my fingers crossed that John Bear will join me. He's the auctioneer for this year's Western Hunting and Conservation Expo. We'll get you ready for the fun coming up next. Don't go away.